wasn't going to tell her until we fed her a bunch of Twinkies and a Mr. Pibb.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Real good, Miss McFrancis. Hello, Jesse. How are you this morning here?
Sam, what's that woman doing in our driveway?
Oh, well, that's Mrs. Scott McFrancis, Jesse. She's a first cousin to that Mr. McFrancis. You know, the fellow that runs that orchestra at Amity?
I don't care whose cousin she is. What's she doing in our driveway?
She's singing, Jesse.
I know she's singing, but why is she singing in our driveway?
Well, Jesse, the livestock barn's closed. See, the fellow that runs that, his wife, Master Thumb, and...
Sam, that woman's gonna run off all our business. You gotta get her out of here. Get her out!
Now, we ain't gonna lose all our business, Jesse. Huh? Here comes Leon. He'll stick with us through thick and thin, and women singing in the driveway. I tell you now, Jesse, we depend on Leon.
Oh, yeah, we can depend on him, all right, not to buy anything. He's real consistent.
Hey, what's that woman doing up there in your driveway, Mr. Jesse? She gonna run off all your business.
But I was telling him that you'd stick with us, Leon. Of course, you ain't got no car.
Mr. Jesse, you gonna have to be more careful about what kind of singers you have standing in the driveway.
Well, now, Leon, I don't know.
Yeah, Jesse, if you could be a gospel singer, maybe.
That kind of singing just ain't good for business.
Well, now, Leon, I want you to understand that woman is a cousin to Buddy Bob McFrancis, who directs that chamber orchestra at Amity.
And he's... Well, what kind of orchestra is that, Mr. Ben?
Chamber orchestra, Leon. Chamber orchestra.
I didn't know that.
I'd have sure showed more respect.
Now, Mrs. McFrancis, you can practice here any day that the livestock barn is closed.
We'll turn on the robo wash, and you can sing Ebb Tide or Red Sails in the Sunset or Lubinbach, Texas.
Mercy Jesse wants you to sing that song what he wrote up there at that big church.
Oh, well, now, Leon, I never said nothing like that, did I?
Gentlemen, I just don't know.
Now, Leon, we wasn't going to tell her that till we fed her a bunch of them Twinkies and a Mr. Pibb.
Well, you hadn't mentioned that.
But, I mean, this is plumb embarrassing. The things a gas station man has to do to get a song published gonna ruin my business. That livestock barn is my downfall.